Blog Talk Radio.
Of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, special edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, because we're talking about the royal family. You all know how much I love the royals and a royal watcher and love royal history. I love history, period, and royal history, most definitely. And my favorite couple, Kate and William, Duchess Kate and Prince William, and the hot story this week and for the past 9 months and the past couple of years since they married has been, when will they have a royal bundle of joy? And now we have that royal bundle of joy, right? And his name is what? George Alexander Lewis, correct? Correct. So we're just wishing them the best. And please chat in the chat room, call in. There's so many listeners from the UK and that are in the UK. And Ebony Empress, if you're listening, please call in. And let's talk about the royal couple and their royal bundle of joy. Okay, this is a 60-minute episode. We can go over a little. But thank you for tuning in. Of course, we'll talk about other news, but the focus and the topic are the royal couple and their royal bundle of joy, their baby boy, George Alexander Lewis. Thank you for tuning in, and of course you listen to the sounds of Imprint, who is of the UK, and you can check out her music at Reverb Nation. I will add more of her songs to the playlist. I let her know and get her okay and all that good stuff, and hopefully she'll be a guest one day in the near future. Many of you know that listen to the show. I fell in love with her music over a year ago before Independence Day of 2012. But thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you. God bless.
Destroy and all.
my freedom, yet you rape. Who's only loved in territory? Your mercy's marked with hate.
Beautiful, America the Beautiful, this imprint of the UK and check her out at ReverbNation.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much for effectively networking with me also, on and offline. Wow, wow, wow. Again, congratulations to Prince William and Duchess Catherine of Cambridge regarding their little prince, Prince George Alexander Louis. Again, you are listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Andre Simone, America. Hey, happy birthday, summer babies, fellow Leos. If today is your birthday, you are celebrating a birthday with actress Barbara Harris, age 78 today, Nate Thurman, Basketball Hall of Famer, age 72, Bredeen White. You guys know he is rock musician with Earth, Wind, and Fire. He's only 62. Alina Douglas, actress, 48. Matt LeBlanc, actor, Friends. You guys know Matt. He's 46. D.B. Woodside, actor, 44. World Bank President Robert Zolik. It turns 60 years young today. And then in Today in History news, on July 25th, 1946, the United States detonated an atomic bomb at Bikini Atoll in Pacific in the first underwater test of the device. And I guess it's the fifth. 1593, Francis King Henry V converted from Protestantism to Roman Catholicism. And in 1868, Congress passed an act creating the Wyoming Territory. In 1952, Puerto Rico became a self-governing Commonwealth of the United States. In 1965, Bob Dylan shocked his fans at the Newport Folk Festival playing electric guitar. And in 1975, the musical A Chorus Line opened on Broadway. 1978, I remember this. I was almost 10. The first baby conceived by in vitro fertilization was born in Oldham, England. 2000, Texas Governor George W. Bush selected Dick Cheney to be his running mate on the Republican presidential ticket. And in 2008, California became the first state to ban trans fat from restaurant food. Wow. That's news, that's history, and that is important. Again, thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report, special edition. Oh, yes. Wow. Again, happy birthday. Today's your birthday. If you're getting married this week, today, Saturday, my former Martin mentor, Whitney Dennis of Louisiana, and we'll be getting married this weekend on Saturday. So best wishes and congratulations to she and her soon-to-be husband and the entire wedding party and the parents of the groom and bride and all that good stuff. You guys just have a blast of a good time, okay? Have a super, super fun wedding. of a stranger. Yeah, yeah. If you hear the sounds of the outdoors, you hear the beautiful sounds of the outdoors for good reason. Because I am on, there's a private jet flying over my patio. I am on my back, on my patio in the backyard. And thankfully, my pooches are not barking. So it's a sunny, sunny, beautiful day in the deep south USA of America in Mississippi. I'm in the capital of Jackson, Mississippi. So thank you, my friends worldwide that I network with online and off again. I'm checking out an article from HuffPost, and it's all about the royal baby name. And you guys probably read it, and I'm sharing it out too within my social networking world. Royal baby name, George Alexander Lewis, is Kate and William's choice. The royal baby name is here, George Alexander Lewis. That makes the new baby's name, including his title, H.R.H. Prince George of Cambridge. Is a heir royal highness, right? George was the expected choice. George was the obvious choice. Name, I watched a great story last night on, I believe, CNN regarding the reasons why the name was chosen. A name those before that influenced the name to be chosen. Name bearers Pamela Redman, veteran, tells HuffPost parents, explaining there have been many more King Georges in recent centuries than other names. So I think they went for tradition on that one, but broke with tradition in terms of giving him three names instead of four. I think Alexander Lewis is in the middle place versus honoring George's father, grandfather, or great-grandfather is a departure. Name Barry further explains, a Greek name meaning farmer, George was the name used as king by Queen Elizabeth's father, called King George V, right? But whose given name was Albert? George VI, I hope I have my Roman numerals correct, is expected to be the name used by Prince Charles should he ascend the throne. In addition, St. George is the patron saint of England, known for his legendary defeat of a dragon. Alexander has Greek origins too, and Louis, which is among Prince William's middle names, could be a nod to Louis Mountbatten, a mentor to Prince Charles. Name Barry, the sun is shining on my computer screen, so I want to make sure to see if you're calling in or in who's in the chat room. Speculation over the royal, well, that's why I paused. The speculation over the royal couple's choice of name has run wild in the time since the Duchess of Cambridge's pregnancy was announced. With Brits betting on front runners with and without strong historical precedents. According to Name Barry, favorites earlier this summer included George, Philip, and Arthur for boys, Alexandra, Charlotte, and Elizabeth for girls. There were some more outrageous options, too, like Chesterfield and Chardonnay. Those are beautiful. On Wednesday, George was in the lead at Bedden Agency Ladbrokes, followed by James Alexander, Arthur, Lewis, Henry, and Philip. Justice placing bets on Cy and North faced equal odds of 5,000-1. Irish Bedden Agency Paddy Power had a similar lineup, with George, James, Alexander, Lewis, Arthur, Philip, and Henry in the lead. Unlikely choices including Ruffle Stillskin, Joffrey, Charmin, and Kong brought up the rear with odds of 500-1. The spokeswoman for Ladbrokes told Sky News before the baby was born that its birth marked the biggest and most exciting novelty betting event in history. According to AP, tens of thousands of beds were placed with Ladbrokes following the news that the Duchess had gone into labor. For those too shy to gamble, the Washington Post offered a straightforward royal baby name generator. And betting wasn't the full extent of the craziness. One survey even said some UK moms were waiting to choose their baby names until after the royal baby arrived. The most popular boys' names in Britain in 2011, the most recent year for which statistics are available, were Harry, Oliver, and Jack. And then also there's a list of top 20 names out there for both genders. If I have time before the end of the broadcast, I'll share those. In the U.S., a beautiful butterfly is flying around as I try to present. So I'm like tickled pink over this beautiful butterfly. I look like one of those butterflies that my favorite designer, Anthony Originals, love. In the U.S., 2012's most popular boys' names were Jacob, Mason, and Ethan. So, wow. So, that is that. So, maybe I can go over those 20 top names. Let's see. So, those 20 top names are coming up. And while they are coming up, I'll play some more music. Again, thank you.
By the way you parked your car sideways like a wooden leg. You're the kind of person that believes in making that one love and believing faith. I guess I must be done trying to park the foot of horses. Children, some more than you. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You say, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, blue red Corvette. Baby, you're much too fast. Corvette. You need to find the love that's gonna last. Guess I should close my eyes. We drove me to the place where your horses were free. I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of a jockey that was there before me. Believe it or not, I started to wear him. I said, wondering if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. And you said, baby, had I got enough gas? Oh, yeah, little red Corvette. Baby, you're much too fast. Yes, you are. Little red Corvette. You need to find a love that's gonna last. That's gonna last. Being obscene.
to me, baby. Give me your tears. Then I'm gonna try to change your little.
Baby, you mesh too fast. Yes, I'm a
red Corvette.
You need to find a lover that's gonna last. Hey,
red Corvette.
Brother, stop at you before he starts. Do not compute. Yeah, do not compute. Some people think I'm kind of cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute.
Sandra, and she plays like this.
Must be something in the water. same way, girl, I've had. Must be something in water they drink. Why else would a woman want a tree to turn around? Why else would a woman want a tree to turn around? Why else would a woman want a tree to man? Treat a man so
bad. I love that song just as much as I loved it, if not more, than I did when I first heard it in 1983. When my late older brother, whose birthday will be tomorrow, speaking of birthdays, so happy birthday, sending happy birthday wishes and love to heaven where my dear brother Christopher is, because he not too long after giving me that album that passed away unexpectedly. And that song is just a song that I love. I love the 1999 album, and those of you that love Prince, and maybe the original release of that album was before your time, you definitely need to get that album if you do not have it in your Prince collection, 1999. I mean, just jamming. And also Controversy, Dirty Mind. If you don't have those albums part of your collections, what are you waiting for? But that's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. And I was going to say something else, and I went into saying that. So, you know, you speak from your heart, right? And you never fail. Here's the article that I was talking about, the top list of popular names in England and Wales. Harry Amelia, top list of most popular baby names in England and Wales. And this is from Nameberry, and it was published in HuffPost. And it was written by Linda Rosenkratz for Nameberry.com. HuffPost shared this, and it says that the figures for the most popular names in England and Wales. Shout out to Christian Bale, one of my favorite actors, who's a Facebook friend of mine. And so sad to hear he will not be playing Batman in the near future. And then with the big news of Batman and Superman combining, coming together in a movie together, I wonder who will be Batman. Back to Will. In 2011, sun is glaring on my screen. In 2011, and believe it or not, as that song was playing, it became cloudy and I heard thunder. But now the sun is back out. In 2011, have just been released by the Office for National Statistics, and they contain plenty of surprises, interesting tidbits. For one thing, it seems that despite a lot of cross-pollination, there is still a considerable divide in name popularity across the Atlantic. Just looking at the top names, which replaced last year's Olivia and Oliver. Last year meaning 2011, because this was originally published in late 2012. There's Amelia, which is number 30 in the U.S., and Harry, which is way down at number 709 here. And although with all those captivating shots of the ebullient Prince as a spectator of the Olympus, this could change. As usual, there is a generous infusion of celebrity influence from the royal realm, showbiz, and sports. Amelia, for example, was quite popular, given a bounce by the 2011 X Factor finalist Amelia Lilly, led by Effie in the top five. The nickname trend continues with both girls and boys. Evie, Ellie, Millie, Rosie, Archie, Tommy, Ollie, and Bobby being among the hottest. Here are the new top 20 as of late 12. Top 20 names in England and Wales. Girls, Amelia, Olivia, Lily, Jessica, Emily, Sophie, Ruby, Grace, Ava, Isabella, Eva, Evie, Chloe, Mia, Poppy, Isla, Ella, Isabel. We have a lot of Isabellas and Isabel and Chloe's and Mia's and Grace's and Ruby's here in the States. Sophia, Freya, and Daisy. Boys, Harry, Oliver, Jack, Alfie, Charlie, Thomas, Jacob, James, Joshua, William, Ethan, George, Riley, Daniel, Noah, Noah, like Noah's Ark, Oscar, Joseph, Mohammed, Max, and Dylan. Of these, seven names are not even in the U.S. Top 200, while three of them, Afi, Poppy, Freya, are not to be found on our Top 1000 roster at all. Further down in the Brit Top 50 are four more names that haven't gotten their U.S. green cards: Archie, Macy, Imogene, and Florence. In UK, there were several names new to the Top 100: Bella, Willow, Elsie, Kayla, for girls and boys, girls, and Tommy, Frankie. Those nicknames keep coming. Blake, Elijah, and Jackson for boys. Names that have risen most sharply are Eliza, Evelyn, Sophia, and Harriet, and Jensen, directly influenced by British race car driver Jensen Button. Dexter is also a hit show in the UK. Arthur and Riley. Separate listings are also given for the top names in Wales, headed by Lily, Amelia, Ava, Ruby, and Olivia, and Oliver, Jack, Jacob, Riley, and Ethan. Some native names are found on Wales' list as well: Siren, Fafion, Siris, Carice, and Lowry. I hope I said them correctly. And Iston, Ion, and Iwan. I hope I said that right. The most popular names in Scotland are Jack, for the seventh year running, and Sophie, exactly the same top parent ruling in Northern Ireland. One trivia tidbit from the British Office for National Statistics. There are seasonal factors as well. Holly was the second most popular name for girls born in December, and the name Summer reached the height of its popularity in August. So those are like some popular names in England and in Wales. Again, thank you for tuning in. It's almost time to conclude the show, but so happy and just so happy for the royal couple. 2 years after marrying, they now have their royal bundle of joy, and I cannot congratulate them enough.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Cuando camino, no estoy sola. Tengo un compañero de viaje aquí mismo, en mi vientre. Vemos un montón de cosas juntos. Bueno, él no las ve, pero creo que de alguna manera las vive. Quiero que nazca y vea las maravillas que este mundo puede ofrecer. Pero lo que más me interesa es que esté sano. Por eso camino. Y no soy la única persona que camina por mi bebé. Mucha gente lo hace al unirse a la marcha por los bebés. En nuestras caminatas estamos solamente yo y él y unos cuantos millones de personas que se preocupan por los bebés.
Un día todos los bebés nacerán sanos, pero tendremos que caminar para lograrlo. Participa en la marcha por los bebés de March of Dimes. Juntos podemos brindar a todos los bebés un comienzo sano. Visita hoy mismo nacersano.com para registrarte.
Cuando camino, no estoy sola. Tengo un compañero de viaje aquí mismo, en mi vientre. Quiero que nazca y vea las maravillas que este mundo puede ofrecer. Pero lo que más me interesa es que esté sano.
Un día, todos los bebés nacerán sanos, pero tendremos que caminar para lograrlo. Participa en la marcha por los bebés de March of Dimes. Regístrate hoy mismo en nacersano.com.
Cuando camino, no estoy sola. Tengo un compañero de viaje aquí mismo.
Hi, I'm Shawn Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance, to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
Yes, public service announcement, just for you and I. Thank you so much for spending time with me this hour from 11 to noon Central Standard Time right here where I'm at in the deep south of USA. I know it's evening time in the UK and it's late night, early morning in some other places that are supporting the show. And I just cannot show enough appreciation to all of you for your love and your support and your constructive criticism and important feedback. Because it's very important for the development of the show. And remember, on September the 4th, Dylan Casey comes alive, will come alive more on September the 14th when he returns on September the 14th to talk about his EP, Casey Comes Alive. Enjoy the talk with him on Saturday night, and we should be looking forward to more SeaWorld High Fashion music around Valentine's Day of 2014 also. And James Franco's film, As I Lay Dying, based on the Will Faulkner book, the film will hit theaters on September the 27th, you know, limited. But, you know, I hope it's a lot of theaters, but definitely need to hit here where most of because not all of the film was made in the Metro Jackson area, Canton, Mississippi. You know, yes, indeed. I need to read the book. I read it a long time ago. I need to read it again. So I can really know what's going on. You guys remember I was doing my best I could to spread the word regarding the casting of the show whenever I got the proper information. So still a big shout-out to James Franco and Morgan Casting and the casting crew. You know, it was amazing when The Help filmed here, and it's good when independent films and big-time productions come to the state of Mississippi. You know, it's really a good thing. Big shout-out to all of my friends. again, the next broadcast will be tomorrow morning in the a.m., Friday edition. And last Friday, we talked about the images of black males and females in today's society. Tomorrow, overall images. You know, how do we view how certain images are all, you know, images, what we're provided with and what we also promote. What are our views regarding images of today's society? Just images, period. We're always seeing certain images, you know. What's been the big story today is like the image of the mayoral candidate of New York, candidate winner. You know, that's an image. That's an example of an image we could talk about. Just different type of images and, you know, and what's really going on, you know, really. So, again, I thank you. Thank you so much for your love and support and networking with me via Facebook, YouTube, Tumblr, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. Just thank you so much. MySpace, I need to start working more on MySpace again because, you know, I love MySpace. But, again, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're awesome and looking forward to the next broadcast. And look for a new broadcast also from Springer.com. You know, I have a show on Springer.com too. I haven't broadcasted live in a minute. I probably did like a commentary type show earlier this year, but Springer has a new look also. So I will also be broadcasting from Springer in the very near future. I'll let you know, okay? But again, thank you, thank you, thank you. You rock. Here's Prince in 3EG, Minstrel Cycle. Thank you. Thank you. Funky Funky. Remember, an important community event will happen this evening in Jackson, Mississippi. I mentioned to you all about two teenage males were shot and their killers wasn't found. And crime is horrific here in Jackson, just like it is in other places. New Orleans, Chicago, we're praying for world peace worldwide, from small communities to large communities and mid-sized communities. And Pam Greer, till I sent you, check her out on Facebook. She is spearheading a Stop the Violence prayer vigil for the two young men who were murdered this past weekend and both left in ditches. This past Saturday, she's having a prayer vigil, spearheading it, and the community will be coming together at Walton Elementary School, located on Bailey Avenue. Yesterday morning, I made a mistake and said Watkins Drive, because Bailey Avenue and Watkins Drive, it's the same street, but when it crosses over Northside Drive here in Jackson, it changes names. So the end at Watkins Elementary Zone is called Watkins Drive, but the end that Walton Elementary on is called Bailey Avenue, and is near to where the actual killings happened. And so check her out on Facebook, even if you're not in Jackson, but you just want to know how you can be of support. You can contact Pam Greer on Facebook. And tell her I sent you, Beth, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports also, okay? But, it takes us supporting one another in communities and just praying for world peace. It's praying that neither one of us are the next victim within our communities, right? Right. I want to see my birthday, so I'm praying not to be a victim of a violent crime or anything. I'm doing my best to live a healthy and happy life, just taking care of my health. And I don't want my life to be stolen, violently especially, you know. And so let's continue to pray for world peace and pray for those boys and parents. And those crimes have been happening all around. So praying for everybody that's enduring the consequences of violence on both sides, those that are the criminals and those that are the victims. You know, we all are affected, right? So just wanted to remind you all, those that are local that wanted to hear that information, and then those of you that are not local but want to show your support, because I'm always concerned about what's going on in communities outside of that, outside of where I am actually at. So thank you so much again for your love and your support. And with that said, I believe I will play, if I can, I would do my best to play some Dread Days, but if not, I'll just conclude the show. But because I just thought, well, oh my God, I better remind everyone and also correct what I had said on yesterday. It's on the Bailey Avenue part of the street, not the Watkins Drive section. So again, thank you for your love and support. You've been listening to the special edition, the Royal Edition, Cluster Shock Entertainment Reports, and we'll be broadcasting again tomorrow morning at 5:30, and Saturday also. And remember, if you're in the vicinity of PetSmart on I-55 at East Carolina Road between 11 and 2, please drop by. I am a volunteer with Carol No Killer Animal Shelter, and we'll be having a fundraising event at PetSmart not far from Target. So if you can, you animal lovers, please drop by. Okay, thank you, and God bless.